Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Have you ever found yourself remembering an event in a way that proved to be full of errors? Jason Chan, assistant professor of psychology at Iowa State University, reveals the process that opens memories up to an accumulation of inaccuracies.
Recalling an event typically strengthens the memory for that event. But recent evidence from psychology and neurobiology show that the act of recall can sometimes destabilize a memory and make it more susceptible to alteration, a process called reconsolidation. Much of the research on reconsolidation focuses on learning in non-human animals and fear conditioning in humans. Evidence for its occurrence in human declarative memory, however, is less compelling. Declarative memory refers to the type of memory that can be consciously recalled. For example, what you did during the past weekend. In this study, we show that human declarative memories are especially susceptible to alterations if they had been recently retrieved. Human participants watched a movie about a terrorist attack. In one scene, a criminal attacked a flight attendant with a hypodermic needle. The participants then either recalled the event or performed an unrelated activity before they were told incorrect information about that event. For example, they were told that the criminal used a stun gun against the flight attendant. We found that participants' memory for the original information, in this case, the needle, was impaired by the incorrect information only if they had recalled the original detail recently. Moreover, this effect appears to be highly specific, such that the incorrect information affected only memories for the details that it was meant to impair, while leaving other memories of the event intact. These results illustrate that human declarative memory can be selectively rewritten during reconsolidation, a process that plays a fundamental role in the formation and maintenance of memory in humans.
That was Jason Chan of Iowa State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.
Memories press between the pages of my mind.